The endless winter is dragging on and dragging on. And now we are really seeing what it's done to our roads. Patching crews trying in vain to keep up with a bumper crop of potholes. More and more of us losing tires, blowing suspensions as we slam into one of these gaping potholes. And keep in mind, Michigan's roads were crumbling before this winter. Well, with more winter to go, we wondered, where do our roads stand and what needs to happen in Lansing to do what it takes to repair and maintain our roads? We're joined now by someone who knows all too well just what this winter has done to our pavement, Michigan Department of Transportation Director Kirk Steidel. Kirk, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
You started with MDOT, I saw, in 1987, and you grew up in Michigan, so you know about Michigan winters. But can you put into context for us just how hard has this winter been on our roads?
You know, this winter has been just unbelievably unrelenting through, you know, these last cold spells, and then what we're headed into here in the next couple of days with this warm-up. As you said, I've grown up in Michigan, so, you know, we frankly are probably having a winter like most of us remembered as kids.
Yes.
With the big snowbanks. I know the kids in my neighborhood are playing a lot like I used to when I was a kid.
Right.
The difference is, from a road network, we had a much newer and stronger road network when I was younger, you know, a long time ago. And what's happened over the last, say, 20 years, particularly the last 10 or 12, is we've been falling behind in making those long-term repairs that we need to make. And it's largely because we've not funded it adequately within the state. You know, there's road agencies that are across the state that are trying to stretch their dollars as far as they can, and they've got, you know, a whole network, miles and miles of roads that they're trying to hold together. So in many cases, they end up putting on a shorter-term repair because they're trying to just keep things together instead of letting something completely go. And I think what you're seeing right now is the ramifications of those kind of decisions for over the past decade of essentially chronic unfunding.
And basically using Band-Aids.
Yeah, basically using Band-Aids. And it was just a report that came up from the U.S. Census Bureau that showed Michigan as 50th, last in the country in per capita spending on our roads. So it shouldn't be a surprise to any of us as to the condition that they look in. We don't put our money where our mouth is. If we really want good roads, we have to pay for them. There's a saying I like to use. It says, good roads cost money, but bad roads cost more.
There you go. And we're seeing that. Everybody's talking about the potholes. And behind all of that is something that it's frost heave. What does that mean and what happens?
Sure. So that's a great question. You know, as people drive down the road, and right now they're probably 90% of the roads that they're on, they have these look like speed bumps that are in the middle of the road. And it doesn't matter if it's a county road or a city street, or and it's even popping up on some state highways. Those bumps were not there 3 or 4 months ago, and they won't be there in about 3 or 4 months. And what's happening right now is there's water down below that is frozen, and it's expanded, and it's lifting up the pavement right where that bump is. And then what happens when you put salt on the road and we get a little bit of warm temperature, things warm up on top and a little bit more water seeps into that crack and it expands. So those little frost bumps continue to grow over the winter, and the only way they go away is when the weather warms up and that water runs away from the base of the pavement. So it's going to, you know, it's they're all going to go away.
Yeah.
The critical part for us is how does it warm up? And if it warms up and goes through that, you know, 35 to 40 during the daytime and back down to 20 at night, then we're going to melt the snow on top or the ice that's right below the pavement, and then it's going to freeze again at night.
And then
it's going to melt and freeze.
And repeat and rinse, right?
Right, exactly. And that's when they talk about the freeze-thaw cycle.
Yeah.
That's it exactly. So what's happening to that pavement is it's going up and down and up and down and up and down, and then cars are hitting it, boom, 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 boom. And then where each of those little tents is at, you know, little tented-up joints, is where we're going to probably have a pothole probably in the next month to 6 weeks.
I'm speaking with Michigan Department of Transportation Director Kirk Steidel, who has quite a sobering story about the conditions of our roads. If you were a teacher, Kirk, what grade would you give to Michigan's roads today?
Very, very poor. Probably not passing.
Like in the D range?
Yeah, probably in the D range. I try to stay away from letter grades, but that, you know, they're not very good.
Yeah.
And it's largely because we've got to invest in them to take care of them. Wishful thinking doesn't do it, right? We actually have to spend money if we want them to perform differently and perform better.
So what I'm hearing is we were already hurting, and now that this winter has slugged us so badly, boy, oh, boy. I mean, I read where MDOT budgeted about $88 million for highway maintenance for fiscal year 2014. I have to imagine this winter has really blown a hole in that budget.
Yeah, actually, that $88 million is just for the winter. So that's what we spend across the state. That's what we budget for. It's a five-year average of what the winter storms are. It's about $88 million, and that's for all the state trunk lines in the state, whether it's an I route, a U.S. route, or an M route. And this year, we're projecting that we will be probably close to $39 million over that $88 million by the time we're done.
Which means you have to ask for more money.
Yeah, we have to ask for more money, what really usually happens is we have to take it out of the summer budget. Well, in this case, we're already spending the summer budget, and so we are asking the legislature for some additional consideration to help across the state with that maintenance budget because it's been so bad. I mean, otherwise, we basically will do nothing in the winter. We won't have any money, or in the summer. We really won't have any money to mow the grass or pick up the trash or fix the guardrail or even the signs that get knocked down. Because there just won't be any staff hours left and any money to buy materials or anything else that we need.
Well, we all know in Michigan that a year ago, Governor Snyder called for more than $1 billion in new road funding, but then no one in Lansing could agree on a way to raise that money. This time around, the governor's budget includes that $254 million in one-time general fund money for road and bridge improvements, not a long-term revenue mechanism. So what does that mean from where you sit as MDOT director?
Sure. That's a great question. And actually, the governor's budget message spent actually quite a bit of time still laying out the fact that we have to have this longer-term solution. Now, what he proposed was putting $250 million of general fund money into the transportation budget, which would be the third year in a row and the third year in history that we've put general fund money into the transportation budget, which is largely funded with your state gas tax, your 18 cents a gallon, and your state registration fees. The sales tax that you pay at the pump does not go into the transportation budget. That goes into the general fund or goes into school aid and revenue sharing for cities and counties. So what the governor did was put $250 million into the MDOT budget to help us with our match to the federal government and to put money specifically into maintenance. He called for a $40 million increase in the maintenance budget alone. So that's really substantial.
And what kind of signs are you getting from lawmakers as far as how this is going to play in the legislature?
Well, I think a lot of lawmakers are seeing exactly what your listeners are seeing. They're seeing potentially the worst breakup in our memory, and they're seeing that we've got to do something. So there is a lot of attention. In fact, a lot of their constituents are really beginning to make the phones ring at their representative's office and said, look, you have to deal with this. You have to do something. So a lot of them, I think, are looking at much more earnest of what the governor proposed, and I think now they're realizing that he was right. He was on the right path. He's still on the right path, and hopefully we're going to get to some longer-term solution here, shortly. I don't know if it's going to be this year, it's going to be after the election, it's going to be the beginning of the first term, but whatever it happens to be, or the next term in 2015, whatever it happens to be, we've got to deal with this long-term problem. You know, in 2008, the legislature and the former governor passed and initiated a transportation funding task force that looked at all of these issues in 2008 and said, we really need to double our investment. That was in 2008, and none of those recommendations have been put in place. So it's not new.
No, and for years and years, there seems to be this back and forth in Lansing over road funding. Do you think the roads are now bad enough that Michigan drivers would accept a higher gas tax?
Well, what was interesting was the recent poll that came out that showed voters certainly recognize there's an issue with transportation funding and want money to fix the roads. I don't know that specifically said gas tax or registration fees or whichever. The bottom line is there's really only a couple of ways to pay for transportation. You either pay for a gas tax, you pay a registration fee, or you use toll roads, which we don't have any and would be very difficult to institute, or you use general fund money. Those are really the four mechanisms you have. And what I've said is if people don't like one of those mechanisms, that's fine. Just realize you took one off the table. So that's possible, but, you know, in the end, nobody likes paying extra fees for anything. I don't either. But we get what we pay for. And right now, we're getting what we've paid for the last 10 or 15 years.
Kirk Steidel, Director of the Michigan Department of Transportation. Kirk, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.